I don't know the complete truth. It's not been my field. As you know, we all go down our journeys. However, I want to kick this conversation off. I've got my little sticky note here, my auto cue, so I can sound really good, because Corey's going to come out with some terminologies and I'm not looking stupid, guys. You know me. I'm standing in my own power tonight. So my basically, adjusting aside, my understanding of propaganda is information especially used to promote political or to cause or enforce a point of view. Am I sort of on the right track there?
Absolutely, but I would give it a more broad definition that propaganda really is information used to alter the way people think, feel, and act. Because propaganda, we not only see coming from the government, but we see propaganda coming from businesses who want to sell you their product, right? Like every McDonald's commercial has propaganda in it. Pretty much every advertisement that you'll ever see has some level of propaganda in it, because it's attempting to alter the way that you think or feel about something. The government just made a science of it. That's where the difference between the government and the private sector is, as far as propaganda goes, is that with private sector, they're just trying to make a buck, right? But with the government propaganda, they're trying to maintain an entire society. And you know, they could never defeat us. If it was us versus the government, you know, it's a 300-1 loss on their part, but they can recruit people to their ideologies and to what they're doing through promotion of, for the most part, outright falsehoods.
Why I find this interesting, because part of my past career, I worked with groups of people in areas of serious crime, but my job in the counseling aspect was to, how can I put this, deconstruct what we'd call the Stockholm syndrome, the beliefs, you know. And for me, how you're talking now, it's very similar. I've had an awareness of what you call propaganda years ago, and I used to call it actually subliminal messages. However, I have aware of, it's like, for me, I found it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's like an octopus with tentacles in everything. And one, each one has a mirror on to reflect. And it's like a hypnotic, you know, breaking down. And it would be, for example, especially in the field that I worked in, you will obey. If you do not obey, there is a consequence of it. Even if the command is illogical, irrational, and downright dangerous. So I want to go deeper into what propaganda does, and then hopefully you'll give us some real good examples. And I've seen it on the frontline work used to, human beings will sit there and will just say, yes, that's fine. Yes, okay, I must do this. And then obviously from my point of view, before I was trained, I was like, why don't you see it? However, this is very, and I agree with you, it's historically entrenched. It's so entrenched to start to identify. I think I only identified it due to the career that I was in. So I was working on the victims of crime, so to speak, as well as working with perpetrators. They would tell me how they manipulated a situation. So could you take it deeper, the propaganda itself, and give us some really, if you can, easy question, Corey. Easy question.
So let's go back to 1942, Hollywood. Director Billy Wilder. Billy Wilder was recruited to make a film because at the time in the 1940s, you know, we'd only been out of World War I for, you know, 15, 20 years. Nobody wanted to go back in. It was something like it was like 91% of the country was against getting into World War II. So they recruit Billy Wilder. He makes a documentary called Why We Fight. And, basically, after that movie was released, the numbers inverted and it went to 90 something percent wanted to join the war effort. You know, it was really exploitative in as far as portraying every soldier as equal. Doesn't matter if you're a lawyer or somebody who mops the floor, you're all one with this unit, with the United States Army. We have to protect the world. I mean, all the stuff that you would imagine would be in that film was in that film. And you have to think, going back to 1942, people did not understand the concept of propaganda. They never would think that the government would just lie right to their face, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so you had a lot of this persuasion slogan type propaganda that came out. And the probably the biggest tool in reference to propaganda in that era on the American side here domestically was the propaganda posters that were everywhere with Uncle Sam on it. And, you know, it was funny because racism seemed to be okay back then. Yeah. And so the pictures, the posters that had the Japanese on it all had like stereotypical Japanese cartoons would look like.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a series of short animated films with, what was his name? Sergeant Snafu, I believe was the character's name in the propaganda. And he was like a bumbling idiot, right? Yeah. But all these different propaganda films were based with him as the central character. And that really got people wanting to put in that their civic duty was, you know, one thing about propaganda in World War II was that it convinced you that it was your duty to go and die for us over. And like, you have to do this. Yeah. It's very much akin to what they're doing with the VAXX propaganda today.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got your duty, it's your civic duty. You need to go out and do this, yeah. You know? So we see the same script being used over and over and over again. And that's something else that people need to realize about propaganda. The mind, in as far as how we interpret information, only works one way. So there's only one script for propaganda. There will not be a propaganda 2.0, and this is now how we do propaganda. The mind only works one way, therefore propaganda can only be administered one way. And that's why when this whole new recent pandemic broke out, I called BS on day one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was seeing the patterns of propaganda that were telling me this is all bullshit. And pretty much every prediction I made within that first couple of weeks has just been totally true. Because when you come to understand the patterns of propaganda, you really can get a firmer grasp on what's going on in the world.